This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
In pre-Islamic times, people used to believe that eclipses marked the birth or death of someone important. But the Prophet ﷺ told us that this belief and beliefs like that about eclipses are wrong. It just so happened that the Prophet ﷺ's son, Ibrahim, passed away on the day that there was an eclipse, and some people started to say that the sun was eclipsed for that reason. The Prophet ﷺ said, "The sun and the moon are two signs from Allah, and they do not become eclipsed for the death or birth of anyone. If you see it, an eclipse, hasten to remember Allah and to pray." Also, Allah informed us, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ لَا تَسْجُدُ لِلشَّمْسِ وَلَا لِلْقَمَرُ وَاسْجُدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُنْ إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ. Among His, Allah's signs, are the day and the night, the sun and the moon. Do not prostrate to the sun or the moon, but prostrate to Allah who created them if you truly worship Him alone. So, as Muslims, what do we do when there's an eclipse? We pray. Specifically, we pray what is known as Salat al-Kusuf, or the eclipse prayer. This is in the time between the beginning of the eclipse and the end of it, not before and not after. How is it prayed? Aisha radiallahu anha informed us that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam led the people in the eclipse prayer. It was two rak'ahs, but different than what we are used to. He started the prayer with the takbir, Allahu Akbar, and then recited Surah al-Fatiha and a long surah. Then he went into a long ruku'ah. Then he stood up like normal, saying, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ. Now, instead of going into sajda, he remained standing and again recited Surah Al-Fatiha and a long surah, but not as long as the first. Then went into a long ruku'ah, and then he stood up like normal, saying, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ. Then he went into the two sajdas like normal. This was the first rak'ah. The second rak'ah was done in the same way as the first. And after that, he completed the prayer as normal with the tashahud and the salam. So, that's how it's prayed. Preferably, it should be done in congregation, but if you can't, you can pray it by yourself as well. It is sunnah for the imam to give a reminder after the prayer. The point of this reminder is that the eclipse is a sign of Allah's ultimate power and control. Don't become negligent in your piety and your obedience to Him. Take this as a sign from Allah to repent, seek forgiveness, and turn to Him.